sell us more art. Well, what about this? What about that? She never once asked, where will it go? What is your style? She just tried to push his new style. Isn't this wonderful? This would look lovely in your home. She didn't know what kind of home we had. As we walked out the door, she handed me their card with her email address and said, please send me a picture of your condominium so I can pick out art for you. She didn't listen, and she certainly wasn't thinking like a buyer. She was acting like a seller. I could fill a book with such stories since everyone has one. If you play a word association game with sales or salesperson, the words people most often associate are obnoxious, aggressive, manipulative, insincere, and the like. We tend to think of salespeople in terms of telemarketers at dinner time, car salespeople, and pushy insurance reps. Based on many bad experiences, most of us believe salespeople are interested mainly in themselves and will do almost anything to make a sale. That you are reading this book suggests that you do not fit this stereotype. And if you embrace this book's message, it is likely that buyers will not tar you with the stereotype once they deal with you. Because most people hate to be sold, for good reason, generations of smart sales executives have thought about ways to overcome this aversion.